Hey y'all, how's it going? It's Amanda Gerber, and I am hopefully back with your daily doTERRA dose. I've tried the past couple days to do a podcast, and I don't know if it's the weather, because it is crazy here in Texas right now. We've gotten like nonstop rain and thunderstorms, or what's going on. I'm not sure. Maybe it was a glitch on the app I used to create it. I don't know. But for whatever reason, I was able to record and then not able to publish my podcast. So here we go. All I want to do is give you guys a recipe. And this is for a do-it-yourself air freshener. Now, I know all of us oily lovers that have been using oils for years, we've probably got diffusers all over our house, right? I've got 4 diffusers in my house, and I know a lot of people do too, because we did a fun poll on that the other day on Facebook. And anyways, so I know you've got your diffusers, but maybe you're new to oils, and so you don't have any diffusers yet. Or maybe you want like a natural air freshener that you can take with you on your car on the road trip, or maybe you've got a camper, or maybe just for the bathroom, you know, small places or a closet or on a changing table, things like that. This is a great way to do that. If you don't want to get a big diffuser and you're just trying to freshen up a small space, listen up. Super simple, you guys. And the recipe, here's all it calls for: 1/2 cup of baking soda, and then about 5 to 7 drops of your favorite doTERRA essential oil. And that's it. Super simple, super cheap to make. You probably have everything that you need for it. And then you just want to store it in a small mason jar, like one of those 4-ounce mason jars. And instead of popping the metal part of the lid on, you're still going to use the metal rim, but not the metal lid. What you want to do is get a piece of fabric, whatever cute fabric you have laying around, cut a square out so that it covers the top, and then with the metal rim, close it. So the fabric still allows air to get out the essential oil aroma, as well as the baking soda to help deodorize any funky smells that you've got going on. Maybe you want to put it in your shoe closet or something. We've got a closet right when we walk in our house, and we throw all our shoes in there. And I just now thought of it. That's a great idea. To put this in the closet, I'm going to do that because I've got everything to make it. So great for a small space, or if you don't have a car diffuser, you can just fit this in your cup holder. The small mason jar will fit in your cup holder, so that's really nice. Or again, if you don't have diffusers in your bedroom yet, you know, make a couple of these up and put them in your bedroom. Make them cute so that it can be, you know, a fun conversation starter. So try this out, y'all. Let me know what you think, and what are your favorite essential oils to use while diffusing, or maybe you have some homemade air fresheners. I want to know your combination that you love. My favorite is Citrus Bliss. I absolutely love it, and people respond really well to it as well. So I hope you guys enjoyed this, and hopefully it'll go through today. Sorry, you've been missing me the past couple of days, but hopefully this goes through, and then I'll be back tomorrow for another daily doTERRA dose.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.